of a whip over these men's backs. They are beaten often, especially for falling asleep at the oar. On another subject, the water is so clear I can see barnacles on the sides of our ship. A fish with large black wings appears from time to time just beneath the surface, as if it is our companion. It is as wide across as I am tall, and it uses its wings as if it were a bird. Sailors are trying to catch it to see if it will taste good. Last night brought sounds from the different ships in our fleet. The god Dionysus is being worshipped daily. This I know because of the crude songs and wild laughter. There is much tossing of the dice, too. Brawling sailors have been rolling empty amphorae overboard, which is foolish because these storage jars are valuable, and we would have been able to refill them at the wineries in Rome. I plan to put a stop to this waste.
Dionysus was the Roman god of wine. So when Cleopatra says that he's being worshipped daily, she's talking about the soldiers getting drunk every day and behaving wildly on board. Let's keep going with the last paragraph on page 64. The first sentence begins with, "From one of the ships."
From one of the ships I heard moaning, loud moaning. Neva and I leaned over the side, hoping to hear better. Someone must be ill or injured, I thought. But our captain said no. It was just the lioness and her cubs, caged beneath one of the decks. He said there is also a young giraffe. Deliveries for Caesar.